First, Jody, would you start us off with a roll call?
Yes. Jody Robinson. So, just tell me that you're here.
Kelly Beeson.
Kim Robinson.
Shiloh Tippett.
Martha Bringhurst.
Doug Sorensen.
Linda Sorensen.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm assuming we're going to excuse...
Yeah, I...
absent and excused.
Randy Hunter is excused.
Okay.
Sandy White is sick, so she's excused.
Okay.
And Rob, I didn't hear from. So okay. Is that everybody?
So just a note for the record that Hal Murdoch is no longer on the council, mm-hmm. and Randy Hunter is now the city representative for the library board. Okay. Let's read and approve the minutes from last meeting.
Okay, November 1st, 2023, called to order at 3:03 p.m. In attendance, Linda, Doug, Kim Robinson, Shiloh Tippett, Sandy White, Kelly Beeson, and Jody Robinson. Absent and excused, Martha Bringhurst, Hal Murdoch, and Rob Sierra. Sandy read the August 2nd, 2023 minutes. Kelly Beeson made a motion to approve with four corrections, seconded by Linda Sorensen, all approved. Bookshare information. There is an interlocal agreement for library courier service between Milford, Minersville, and Beaver locations stating that Beaver Library will be reimbursed for mileage to shuttle books back and forth between the libraries. Shannon Terry from Minersville Library posted a letter to Jody as of October 11th of 2023, saying that Minersville will no longer pay for the book exchange services as of December 31st, 2023. There is a countywide homeschool group that meets in Minersville Library every Tuesday that could possibly volunteer to shuttle the books for free. Gaming. There was some money left over last fiscal year from the cleft fund or the cleft budget. The library purchased a Nintendo Switch gaming system. Leah has made sure that there are safety measures on the gaming system so that users can't make purchases or access anything things that they shouldn't. We made some updates and changes to the gaming policy that Jody presented to us. Kelly Beeson made a motion to approve the gaming policy, seconded by Shiloh Tippett. All approve. Compliance questions for community survey. The state is encouraging our library to put together a survey to better understand our community's needs. They suggest asking open-ended questions. We would want the survey to be less than 10 questions that will take no longer than 3 to 5 minutes. Our goal would be to expand and encourage more usage of the library, but those who aren't currently regular patrons. If we put it on the library's Facebook page, plus as a QR code in the Beaver County Press, we could easily reach 100 plus people. We could possibly offer an incentive for those willing to fill out the survey. Possible questions. Are you a current holder? Do you know we
are
offer...
Are you a current...
card holder.
Card holder.
Yeah.
Library card holder.
Do you know we offer XYZ program? Have you ever used or participated in this program? What programming would you like to see? How likely are you to become a patron? Do you currently have access to Wi-Fi? Jody will compile a survey for approval at next meeting. Jody's updates, as of September, we have an average of 1,000 items in circulation a month. Attendance was 2,500 people. Story time has gone up significantly with over 150 people in attendance in the last 2 months alone. With the eclipse, there was an outreach of 77 people. Next meeting is February 7th, 2024. At 3:15 p.m., motion to adjourn by Sandy White, seconded by Kelly Beeson. All approved.
All right.
Okay.
There's two
I saw a couple things as I was reading, but I couldn't.
Library
buy instead
those.
Of but.
But, yes.
And then the library card.
And my name has another T on it, and that the gaming approval.
TT.
S, yeah.
I'm glad you told me that, Charlotte, because I have you as a single T back there.
It's some Tippets are singles, some are.
Some are single.
I'm a double.
I saw something else and I can't remember what it was.
I'm just waiting for a motion.
A
motion to approve the minutes with two corrections.
Do I have a motion to approve?
No.
Martha? Second?
Second.
Okay. And all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. All right.
All right. In your stack of papers, or if you just want to scan the QR code, this is the survey for our strategic planning. It's what I come up with. If you have anything you'd like me to change, add to it.
Is that like the college?
What they do is, it like if somebody needs to be tested by a college professor, they send the information to us. We put them in the room and tell them they have this much time, and we do offer it. We've only had it maybe.
Because Shane always needs one, but has to like go to. He's gone to Cedar.
Yeah.
We can do that.
I think we had a girl that just graduated this last year, and she was homeschooled, mm-hmm. and so she would come in and do tests through the college that she was.
That's super interesting. Okay, good to know.
It looks good. Where's the QR code?
Very good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's very good.
I think it's very good.
Yeah. I like that second to last question.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I think it really lets people know.
Well, it lets people know a lot. But
that we have all this stuff. I'm still telling people all the time.
Of the information that they were asking all this, but then it was like, who's answering? So that was the demographic of who was actually answering the questions.
Sure.
Gives us an idea of who's using it, yeah, and who's, yeah. So, I mean, if they're like, yeah, I really like the cornhole, but it's like a 0 to 11-year-old, you know, you're like, oh, okay, well, but if it's an adult that wants to more art programs, that kind of thing. So
let all your kids take it.
Yeah.
What?
Let all your kids take it.
Because you can choose from 0 to 11.
There you go.
Yeah.
We take everything, Kelly. What are you talking about?
I know.
No, I'm just saying.
You have a lot of children.
So scan that and tell me, you guys can look at it online.
Yeah, I did scan it.
I had somebody ask me the other day if the library still had computers and internet, and I'm like,
yeah.
But I just don't know that people wander beyond.
I know, sometimes that door kind of makes it a little bit.
Yeah, if they're a little bit nervous to know that they should come to, you know, I was like, oh my goodness.
Right.
I'm surprised that when I come in, how many people are coming back using them.
I'm going to do mine right now.
Hadn't
been in the library years.
And I'm just asking. Do we want to include in this first block anything about Overdrive Libby?
So that is your digital ebooks and audiobooks is Libby.
Right.
Okay. So I didn't say it was Libby, but I think if people know what an ebook or an audiobook is, it's because of Libby.
Okay.
So because otherwise your audiobooks or playaways are going to be your CDs or your MP3 players.
Yeah.
So
if you put it in
quote.
Prince?
Something.
Parentheses that just says Libby. Because then down here, I kind of did give them examples. So I'm not borrowing digital materials is using Libby.
Yeah. But I guess, let me ask this question then. I thought our library here also had ebooks to check out, independent from the OverDrive.
It would just be the MP3 players. Because it's all through Libby or OverDrive. That's all the ebooks are.
For some reason, I was thinking that our library actually had copies of ebooks that we could check out from here.
No.
Not OverDrive. Okay.
No, it would only be just the playaways.
Okay.
Would be the audio. For what we have as far as audio is concerned.
Are you going to, put this up out here, too?
So I'm going to put it in the newspaper.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it out here. I'm even going to put it at the city office.
Yeah.
Do you want me to take it to... We could take it to Tuesdays.
That'd
be great. Yeah. So
make a copy
for me. We don't see half of the people right now because it's theater, but we can get half of them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm almost wondering, could you hang it up in the grocery store?
Yeah.
Could you hang it up?
Mm-hmm.
Drugstore.
The post office is really weird about their bulletin board.
Are they? Are they funny about
But
that?
It's a government.
It's a
would the post office let you put one up there? They're weird about their bulletin board.
They take it down. Mostly they take everything down at the end of the week. That's just the way they are. But I can ask them because it is not for profit. And so I'm in the process of writing up an article to put in the newspaper. We had a paint night this last month, and we had some people that don't do Facebook, and they were really really adamant that we needed to get it in the paper more often. So my goal is once a month.
That's a different demographic that wants the county paper, because when I go to the post office, there'll be 10 papers on the counter that people and that's younger people that are on Facebook and don't
well even go home, you know, can get online and look at the paper online and if people
well,
don't want
I like oh. my physical paper
I like my physical paper too yeah.
And there are some people that don't do the online thing
the yeah. Beaver County Jared Journal
well
he's we, online Jared's online
we refuse to do Facebook
that's not what
just well partly as when I was teaching we were told no,
oh, I can see that, yeah.
Because no you're way, because almost every single teacher who got in trouble
was on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And so we were advised, if you do Facebook, really, really, really limit.
Shane's pretty strict on our social media, too, just because of his job.
Well, and I have social media, but right now I'm taking a break from Instagram.
Mm-hmm,
so
right.
I don't even have it on.
So
there are things you miss. I mean, if that's what you're used to getting your information
from. The algorithm is weird anyway, because people will say, oh, I didn't see your paint night until the night after. And I'm like, I share it to the library page. Yeah, if they make it a point to go to the library page and see stuff. But also, I can share it to the Beaver Busy Mamas and to the Things for Sale, and still it's not seen until...
The algorithm is weird.
It is weird.
You see things
I don't... Yeah, it is weird.
That's why they all testified in front of Congress last week. they pretty got raked over the coals.
Yeah.
So,
is there any more discussion on the... On the survey itself.
That's great.
Nothing added? Nothing?
No.
Okay.
Very well done.
So what I will explain what happens is, so it's a Google form. So I'll go in my computer, pull up Google Forms. It's right there. I can click on it, and it will tell me how many responses. So I took it. I took the survey this morning. So I went in. I'm the only one that's taken it. So it's 100% a person over 18 years old. So then it breaks it up into graphs, and it can show us. Putting the physical copy out, it will be a lot harder to track the information.
Yeah.
So we can build a spreadsheet or something, but.
As a thought, would it help if it was transcribed from a physical sheet to the electronic version? Would that help compile?
Well, and I could take the physical ones and go in and enter in their responses. That would give me a one big picture, depending on how many physical ones you get. If you're, I mean, that's going to be a lot of, But I'll have to put in the newspaper because a lot of people don't know what to do with this QR code. They're like, what am I supposed to do? So I'm going to have to put like a step-by-step explain. Yes, so turn on your camera, open your camera, put it right there, and it will light up in yellow, and then, you know.
What's your demographic of people that speak Spanish that use the library? Does this need to be in Spanish as well, or do you not have
a good question? It is a good question. I would... You know, I would say that we maybe have that 90% of the Hispanic people can communicate, that come in here. Now, that being said, people on, I don't know.
Yeah.
How would I do that?
You can translate.
Just Google Translate.
You would have to have an option like English or Spanish when you scan. You would have to have two QR codes, one that was like English form Spanish.
Okay.
I don't know how much you need. Like, I don't know what the amount that we'll need that is. Right. But I'm just curious.
Well, even if there's one that would come if...
If that was... Yeah. If they knew
what was available.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So let me see what I can look at the form and maybe translate it.
I know when I was...
That they might give you... Sorry, Linda. Yeah. They might give you an option with this just to go... Right to a Spanish.
Yeah.
There might be a button.
I just have to program it. Yeah. I just have to tell the computer to
do
that.
All you have to do is say, scan this code and then English or Spanish.
Are you English? No. Are you Spanish? Yes.
And I would look in a just so you don't have to redo two QR codes, one in Spanish and one in English. I'm sorry, Lynn, what were you going to say?
I've been out of the teaching profession for a long time now.
Doesn't feel like that long to me.
I know. But it's 7 years now. Anyway, even back then, with my ESL classes, it was so easy to do a translation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's got to be so much easier.
Oh, it's so
now.
Much easier.
Well, I was a little intimidated. I've never done the whole Google form. And so I just started, and it just kind of walks you through it for the most part. So, okay. I will look into the translation. Other than that,
do we need to have any kind of a vote?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't.
All right. Then let's move to updates.
So I've just given you an updated list of information. I've added all the other policies that we've signed in the recent. End of the year, we were recertified. Certified, so we get the state funding. So that's a letter from...
What is it now?
The state funding, the CLEF funding that we have to certify each year. A list of our... Otherwise, let's see. I told you all that we have Randy Hunter as a new board member. Last month, they replaced I believe it's the soffit underneath the ledge on the outside. Is that what that's called? They replaced that. It was wood originally, and it was rotted. So they replaced that with an aluminum that supposedly lasts a lot longer, and it was okay with the Historical Society to use that aluminum rather than the other. We will have carpet cleaning this week. I have a meeting next week with, it's called Help Me Grow Utah. And what they do is they come into like a story time, and we will advertise it, but we'll...
What was the name of it again?
Help Me Grow Utah.
Help Me Grow Utah.
They're just a nonprofit that helps with screening and
kindergarten preparedness. Animal, like the little packets that you gave with the smiley face and the hat.
Was that Waterford?
No, I thought it was Help Me Grow Utah. The little animals with the barn.
Oh,
that you could color.
Probably. They send me stuff all the time. I didn't connect the two. But so she's gonna come, and what they do is we just have a play time. They will kind of facilitate a playtime for moms and kids. The moms can sit back and let the kids play, and they will kind of do an assessment and say, you know, is this kindergarten ready? And it's from 0 to 5.5. So I'm going to meet with her, and we're going to organize that with one of our story times.
That'd be awesome.
We have two paint nights this month. We have a class of kids, girls from a young women's class coming in, and a pottery class. Leah weeded our juvenile fiction this morning, and she's in the process of deleting that. But that hasn't been done. We had books that hadn't been checked out since 2013. So that's 10 years, and our policy is 5 years. So,
oh, no.
So it was time to do that.
So we have two paint classes.
Two paint classes, and then your pottery class. Sorry if I'm going too fast.
That's okay.
We are also going to start a weed on our playaways just because we're running out of room. And it's a 5 year, but those will go on sale and that will come back to us. So we also have a magician coming on March 1st. It is a Friday. I think it's 1:30 is what time he will be performing, at the Opera House, because we aren't open on Fridays, but.
March 1st.
Yes, his name is.
It's March 1st.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's earlier in the day. So that's.
Because we do our play on March 1st at the Opera House.
Is that a Friday that you do your play?
Mm-hmm. It's the whole week.
What time do you play?
At 7, though. So
oh.
I don't think it's.
So
matter.
Then.
Oh, this is at what time?
This is at 1:30 in the afternoon. This is at like 1:30. So
oh,
it should
so,
be.
Okay.
They should be out of there by then.
They better be, huh?
That's what really a lot going on.
What's the play?
Peter Pan.
Oh,
it's gonna be fun.
You guys are like the homeschool.
Oh, do you want to see cute pictures of the mermaids?
Have fun.
I've heard everybody talking about the makeup and all the things, but so like on that. Other than that, that's what I have. So our next meeting would be May 1st, which is Wednesday. The first day of May is Wednesday.
What's a good time then?
I don't. What do you guys think? Is it better earlier in the day for you?
Mm-hmm. It gets tricky for me. I have kids that get out of school
right.
at 2:30.
So I open the closet at 2, so it's hard. It's hard for me to. Sometimes
Wednesday.
I don't have volunteers.
Do we know if Randy has a break where he could join us?
He did not say. He didn't tell me. He just said I'm pretty flexible. He had to take his wife to the doctor, so that was
right,
already set in stone.
Yeah.
The one
is
thing
he,
that we
is he a teacher or
no? He's admin. He's
vice
president.
He's
flexible.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
he can lead.
Rob was the one because he drives truck at night, and that was the one that was why we were doing it in the afternoons. I don't think that's really panned out for us. He's
no,
not been here,
ever.
So I don't think that we will worry about that. If 11 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning is better for you guys, then I'm fine with that.
11.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
At
11 a.m.
What's the first of Wednesday, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm even good afternoon if we need to, just maybe like an hour early, you know.
Two hour earlier,
full.
3
yeah.
hours later.
Yeah, right.
Everybody's.
And that's May Day, right?
And the Uber.
Yes.
So, you know.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, we have to approve that, don't
we? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, our next meeting?
Approve the date.
Uh-huh.
We have to what?
Make
a motion.
Yeah.
Who's doing
make
that?
Do we have a motion to accept the date?
I'll make a motion to accept.
I'll second.
Linda? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Very good. All right. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Then do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have
I'll
a second?
Second.
Linda? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you all for coming.
Yes.
Thank you.
And we did you in good time.
Yeah.
The next time we have it, she said she'll go for about a half hour, 45 minutes. So
okay.
We'll
plan
for that.
Right?
Yep, that plan on that.
So at least an hour, maybe longer.